time to hustle, America. Roll up our sleeves and make dreams happen. Midwest Momentum brings you stories of CEOs, startups, product development, and founders doing whatever it takes to make their big idea happen. Midwest Momentum is supported by Big Kitty Labs and produced by G&R Media. Here's Midwest Momentum hosts, Dan Rockwell and Michelle Gatchell.
Welcome back, America. We're here again with the Midwest Momentum, all the best stories in the land. Michelle, what do you have for me today? You have something exciting.
Yeah, you know, I am someone who loves ecotourism in all ways, shapes, and forms. And I'm always looking for the fun thing to do on the weekend.
Yeah.
And one of the great places of Ohio is Hocking Hills. Love it. Yeah. So a person that I know, Ryan Rivers, is here with us. He actually last year started Hello Hocking Hills.
Awesome.
And he started getting investors to invest in the area. And I thought it'd be a great thing to talk to him about what it takes. I mean, it takes a lot to start this kind of a rental.
Yeah. How did this begin?
Yeah, no. And thanks for having me. It's been quite the adventure and it just evolved. I've always been interested in real estate and had some opportunities in the past and kind of have a history with financial services and different things I've been involved. But this time around, it was an opportunity too good to pass up. So in Hocking Hills, which, you know, has been in the news, the visibility and the name definitely has come about and is well recognized. And it's made a lot of progress here in recent times over people, when you say Hocking Hills, where is that? And the identity.
They know it's in Ohio.
Yes, it's gotten now national recognition. But started out with just buying one property and getting in this whole new short-term rental thing and seeing how it went. And then it just has taken off. In the past year, it's been pretty exciting to be a part of all that's going on in Hocking. Wow. And the explosion that they've had down there in tourism and it being, you know, a major attraction in Ohio.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you are sort of forging that by taking the first leap. You know what I mean? As an entrepreneur, you're the one that's sort of seeing the opportunity. And I think for me, Hocking Hills keeps going up the luxury ladder. Like it's less of a campground to me and more of a destination and a place where you can experience a real concierge kind of thing, which I feel like, I don't know. Do you feel like Americans are getting more kind of concierge kind of minded in terms of like, when you think about your properties and sort of what you're offering, what's different about your customer? What do you know about your customer that you think is unique or kind of interesting about what they're drawn to? Why are they drawn to your property?
Well, I would say it's definitely has changed. It used to be a lot more of the hunting crowd.
Yeah.
You know, rural America, internet, the different things that weren't available. Now they are starting to become available. Yeah. So as far as the luxuries, the amenities, the things, you know, you're out in the country, it's secluded, it's peaceful.
Yeah.
However, there's a touch of those different things that you would find at your luxury hotel that's now been brought into the fold in these cabins and enjoying, you know, a little bit more than just camping, but the things that people love about camping. Now you have, you know, in a very nice cabin or a luxury stay.
My wife and I love going to people's places that because it feels like it's their home. It was like something that they set for themselves and we become a guest there. I think that, and that, of course, Airbnb kind of, I think, probably encouraged some of that. But Hocking Hills is such a beautiful area.
It's amazing. So let's talk about it because you started with one property you mentioned.
Yeah.
And then you needed to get investors to get more because you saw the potential there, right? And what was it like getting investors?
Everyone, because of the recognition, the activity, tourism, you know, the word's gotten out. It's no longer a secret.
Yeah.
But I will say for that region, it's challenging with the workforce there. You know, and on that end, I was fortunate to meet some folks that do a great job and to partner up with. So it's kind of went hand in hand with, you know, the people out there that are looking to invest in that area and that they know where it is and the opportunity there. But having, you know, that investor side as well as, you know, building up some good roots there with some great folks that when they come in, guests have a wonderful experience and they know the property is well taken care of. It's clean. Yeah. And they're going to come in and they're going to find a top notch property.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it sounds like, really sounds like a village. It's kind of like you found the right people who were willing to sort of take the risk with you because none of you see it as a risk so much other than just an obvious truth, meaning, you know, the rates are increasing, the buildup's increasing. We know this is going to go here. We know this is going to happen here. Like you can start to sort of see an area come together. I can only imagine that gets more and more exciting as a real estate owner just because you see the your vision coming to reality, you know?
Yeah. And I love the entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
And, you know, going in and that putting on that entrepreneur hat and bringing something to life in the area, you know, that's been the backbone of that area. It's been, you know, the cabin owners. And back, you know, before there was no Airbnb, mm-hmm. There was none of these major platforms.
Right.
It was that entrepreneurs, you know, that came in and really made the tourism, the grassroots efforts, the tourism association.
Yeah.
You know, they got the ball rolling. Yeah. And then COVID really led to,
yeah.
you know, because people were stuck at home. Where can I go? Not too far. I can't travel, but I got I want out of my house.
Yeah.
So COVID really, just word of mouth is when it really, you know,
so
changed.
So it helped that business because they could go to stay in a cabin and get away.
Yeah, correct.
Nice.
Correct. So I think that's really, you had other marketing and things that were being done, but with a combination of, you know, a worldwide platform like Airbnb that has so many, eyeballs and engagement with COVID and all these other things, it just, the recipe came together and it just, word of mouth and all the marketing done over the years, it all just, you know, came together.
Nice.
So Hello Hocking Hills is the business and people can find it at?
Just HelloHockingHills.com.
What a great website. Don't you love that name? Just saying. It's all in the name, people.
Well, thank you.
But so what are the different types of properties that you put out there?
Well, so we have a mix. We have, you know, your one bedroom, smaller places that are very popular with couples. We have larger cabins that can host family or multiple, you know, families that are big. And, you know, you also have very popular girls, weekend girls getaway.
Girls getaway.
Yes. So some of our bigger cabins we've got for girls trips that are very popular. So, I mean, we have a wide variety, but as far as, you know, accommodating what size, anything from, you know, two person on up as far as your number of guests.
And you kind of alluded to having the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming you don't go in and clean after every guest comes through each of those cabins. You have to have people that come and do that.
Correct.
And is that one of your biggest areas of workforce that is needed in this kind of a business?
Yeah, and it is because the average stay is for a couple of days. So you do have, you know, consistent of turnovers. So there we, you know, you need your folks in there that are constantly, you know, taking care of the property and making sure everything goes smooth and transition from one guest to the next. So, yeah, it is. It's very active.
What about landscaping?
We do landscape. We do it all. We make sure that each property is looking good on the inside and out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, because literally, your entrepreneurial business is feeding other entrepreneurs underneath you for the landscaping, the cleaning, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it's a great ecosystem, funnel, if you will. Yeah,
it's a big ecosystem. You keep it all kind of moving. I think that's one of the bigger things that's powerful about. Especially your business, it's not really small anymore. You're moving into medium size or larger, and there should be, you know, state and city tax advantages. You know what I mean? Because you're putting in a certain amount of economic development. This is where you know, we always look for the government to like provide proper incentives so that you can actually make this a truly sustainable business other than, you know, all these other
things. Did you get any incentives in the area?
So I personally, our business have not. However, there was the state investment in the lodge, which I believe was $40 million.
Yeah.
So that was a big help in upgrading that facility. Right. So we've seen some investments, you know, there from state and government that have helped.
Logan Theater they invested in.
In the Logan Theater. Mm-hmm. So that has helped. But definitely for the go-getters and folks looking for opportunity, there is plenty there. There's definitely a demand and a need.
Do you seek clients that sort of sign on for long time contracts, or like they're repeat customers, or do you see a lot of? I mean, this is one thing that was interesting. Is like I used to think repeat customers was good for business, and I still think that is. But you also want variation of new folks getting the word out. So, do you see a mix of that? Or
Definitely. There's the folks that come each year that it's very consistent that are your repeat. Repeat customers and then there's, and I mean, it, people that travel, that come to Hawking, it is, you know, outside of Ohio, I mean, Pennsylvania,
and we're coming into New York. Fall leaf season, which is a huge time for you guys. It is. I mean, oh my gosh, people come far and wide to come see the beautiful leaves in Hawking Hills.
Absolutely. But it, some of the different out of state, addresses that I've seen of guests come through. I mean, it's.
Do you have a guest book in each one of yours? Because when I go to places, I love to see who else is there from other places. It's just kind of fun.
Well, you know what? There's so much because there is the traditional guest book paper, but there now there is so much online as far as because now you have the whole world of reviews and you have guests. So it's kind of a mix between the old you know paper and the new digital world that we live in.
Yeah. So what's your life like? Is it hectic? Is it crazy? What's it like?
Well, you know, I enjoy keeping busy and I've got, you know, as far as my business or businesses and things I'm involved in, I've got my hands right now on a lot of different things. So every day's a new adventure, but that's, you know, part of the fun of what I enjoy.
Do you get a constant feed on like all the locations plus all the issues they're having? I mean, are you the top or are you sort of, you know?
I'm very lucky that I've got a good group that I delegate things to, but I do hear it all. And, you know, anytime, in that world, people are coming and going, there's always, different things, no different than your home. Right. Yeah. But it's just, there's always upkeep and maintenance and something to take care of. So there's never a dull moment.
Did you find, and I know you have a development background because we were together in the past careers, but did you have to get a business loan for this in any way, shape, or form?
No, I was very fortunate on that.
You didn't have to do that?
Yes.
Because I'm just curious if this is an industry that seems very risky or not risky.
I would say, as far as risk, it has a lot of different layers to it. So. I wouldn't say as far as risk. However, it can be very challenging.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of different things, and I've got a background where I've been fortunate to work in several different areas that has been really beneficial for me. But I wear a lot of different hats, and that's probably.
I feel like you're lead foreman, you're probably CEO, you're CFO. You're head of logistics. You're in control of compliance. You also do legal on the side. You're also in customer acquisition, customer assurance, customer knowing how to even find the place. You know, he's like, you have all those things right, and then you look at your help, and you're like, did you get any of that? And they're just like, they left the room.
But no, and so much of that is just any business owner starting out. That's of the challenges of the entrepreneur. You know, you gotta get it off the ground, and as you go, you build and you add more layers and you put together the team. But it's, you know, it's usually pretty lean when you start something from scratch. You wear a lot of hats.
And you put a lot of faith in others. Do you feel like you had to do that when you start, like between your close team, not just between, you know, life, loved ones, whatnot, but also sort of the person that kind of lets you know if you're not in check, you know what I mean? Like I would tell my friends, like, if I'm not making sense, like, someone please let me know. I know I'm the boss, but please let me know.
Right. You know? Yeah. No.
Because you need somebody that will help you get through. Because it's a lot of stress.
Well, and it's who's your eyes and ears.
Yeah.
Because obviously I'm not at every property every day.
Right.
But I have those who are. Yeah. So I'm counting on them to relay information back to me and make sure that we take care of any issues and whatnot. Yeah. But like I said, I've been very fortunate on that end.
Yeah, that's good. Well, good you people. Work on Michelle. I mean, geez.
Hey, now.
She's all over the map drilling her.
No, Michelle's been a great help.
Well, so if you were to meet someone, you know, a college student that might be interested in going down this kind of a route, what are some of the things you'd tell them? Because like you said, you have a wide variety of a background,
sure.
You know? What would you tell them to focus on just to have the knowledge to walk in that doorway?
Well, there's your typical, you know, go work for someone, or there's your typical avenues, paths that you would find as far as entry into whatever type of profession it is. But to me, the key ingredient is finding a good mentor.
Yeah.
You know, find someone that knows what they're talking about and is does a good job and is respected in that industry. And, learn from them. That's the best and it's the lowest risk way when you're starting out. Find a good mentor that you can go to that can help kind of learn the ropes from, get your feet wet, and then you know, figure out the rest from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you did a series for a certification specifically, but of interviewing people in the industry, so to speak, in the surrounding services areas of that industry. How do you feel that helped?
Just as far as the challenges of the area, understanding kind of the past, present, and future, and being there, you know, as a resource, you know, I want to see the area obviously continue to do well, and so do others. But, you know, just like everything in life, you have your challenges and you have your struggles and things where areas that you need improvement. Yeah. But, you know, no one person is going to be able to fix what it is there that has been a struggle. So it needs a team. You know, you need resources. So, you know, bring to the table what I can do to try and help. And then, you know, others do as well. And that's how you make progress and positive change.
That's awesome. You initiated that yourself, kind of going through the community and interviewing them?
Well, this was through, so it's the Ohio Economic Developer Certification.
Yeah.
So my strategic plan was on the Hocking Hills region.
Oh, okay.
Which was kind of a mix of government, development, tourism,
that's
whatnot.
Really smart.
So got to go out and do some interviews and speak with some of the leaders that have been there for a long time and some of the new faces and just kind of where everything stands today.
And the pattern that's ever got on everyone's mind that no one says. You're like, please, what's the hidden thing I'm going to run into in 9 months that's going to screw me over on? Oh, thank you. No, I think that's great, man. I love stuff like that. I would tell people when I worked at Ohio State, like, it's just whimsical, stupid things I would say, stuff like, my role is to ask as many dumb questions as possible so I can reduce the future meetings. Meaning I want to ask as many things and get as much of confusion on this table so that we can really, like, truly understand if there's another meeting here or if this is surface level, you know what I mean? Because I feel like when you're starting out and you're thinking about that new business, like, you're telling your family one thing, you're telling yourself another, you're telling your friends X, and you're willing the road in front of you. It literally comes together. And like the hunches you have start like going off everywhere, right? So you're like, okay, I'm on road. This is good. The person you thought was going to screw you over actually does. And you're like, yes! Because that was like, oh my God, I confirmed it! Right? You know what I mean? And you get better at it, right? And then like you have a look that I see battle hardened, like you have been screwed over. You know what it looks like. You know, what I'm saying is that you've earned it. And that I think is a really great thing to see, and not only see in business, but I love that you went out there and did that part of that survey piece for the state, because you actively told the state, this is something that's valuable. I'll show you what the valuable is, and I will take what I do and I will create a per capita increase of X. And if I can do that, that's one. Now, will you please help these other 40 and let's build a city? You know what I mean? So that's cool, because now you're part of the godfathers that built Hocking Hills. I mean, who would not want to be part of that? You know what I mean? I think that's great.
Well, and I think just in business in general, it's learning to fly, try and fly at the same altitude every day. You have, you know, your highs and lows, and you've got your good days, and the trick is just to stay steady, and you'll eventually get to the finish line. But you know, that's part of building a business, is, you know, you've got those great wins, and then you have those days that aren't a whole lot of fun, but that just, you know, comes with territory.
Yeah. I would take the failures as great. I'd be like, oh, we failed. This is some truth. We found something that's true. I'm like, put it down. You know? So, I mean, but at the same time, you don't want to make the harder decisions on stuff.
Well, so, you know, we don't have a lot of time left, but I would love to find out from you, what's next? What is your, I mean, how many do you want to grow to? Do you want to go to another location and repeat the same, you know, idea for rentals?
Well, I think I'm very lucky being in Central Ohio right now. The next 5 to 10 years, there is no shortage of activity here and all that's coming in development and in all the investments coming. Yeah, we just had what Google just announced, their another billion plus that's being invested this past week. So, I mean, that for me is just being on the development side for Central Ohio. I've lived in Central Ohio all my life. So to be a part of that, continuing down with real estate and development and helping these different areas, you know, we're still kind of trying to figure out, you know, as far as Hocking Hills and how big, you know, do we want to get? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So definitely, you know, not going anywhere and looking forward to the future in Hocking, and then for the different areas and real estate and things I'm involved in, we'll see where things go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Yeah. And tell people how they can find you.
The easiest is just hellohockinghills.com. You go to our website, it has all of our contact information, our properties, everything is there on the site.
Okay. Awesome. Love that. HelloHockingHills.com.
I love it.
Come on down to Bay.
You're too kind. Thank you.
All right. Well, Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing what kind of fun things we can come and do in Hocking Hills.
Absolutely. I hope to be back to visit again here soon.
For a Midwest roundup of highlights from the news.
It's a news break.
Midwest momentum around the Midwest. We got some really cool stories.
Yes, we do. What do you got?
Let's start out in North Dakota, because we barely ever talk about North Dakota.
Yeah,
so I want to kind of highlight, there is a company that is moving to North Dakota called Land Trust, and they are an online land sharing marketplace, which, what does that mean exactly? Let me tell you, because it's really cool. And I know they do this overseas, because my cousin actually rents out his land to hunters. You can get a license to hunt a specific person's land, and only you can hunt that land, or only you
That's
can
really
fish
cool.
that pond.
Yeah.
And so it really, for a landowner, gives them an extra resource of money income.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah. So Land Trust is doing that, but they got $1.85 million in their seed round to do this event. The first investment also of $1.25 million was from Mr. Wonderful, Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm curious. He's really been investing in the Midwest. I got to find out if he's from the Midwest, because he seems to have an investment in the Midwest.
Do you think he's from the Midwest?
I don't know.
That would change everything.
I'm going to find out, because Midwest Momentum wants to know Kevin O'Leary.
That's right.
Why are you supporting so many Midwest companies? And we love that you do. Do you have a love of Midwest for one reason or another?
That sounds like some pretty good news. But did you know that Snapchat just released a brand new AI? That's right. Snapchat has released a brand new AI called Dreams.
Dreams. I love Dreaming. It
allows to make the AI makes selfies for you. Based on it goes through your selfies that you've taken, and it takes those pictures and it makes all kinds of cool animated movies with you in them. And it's all about Snapchat's sort of reach into, like, how can we be part of your life, which is part of a bigger trend we call here at the Midwest Momentum the sidekick era. That's why we're going into the sidekick era, where everyone you know could be a helpful sidekick.
Oh, cool. And AI. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, gosh, so many things we can do with AI. I love it. Well, good news out of Columbus, Ohio. Columbus hit the top five among VC firms in Midwest startup cities. And that's a pretty big jump for them, because they actually have been not above number six until now.
Yes.
And, you know, what does that say? That says we are doing something right here in the Midwest. Right. And people are – we've been doing something right. Let's get it real. But people are finally starting to acknowledge that and see our potential and investing.
That's right. And this means more people are coming to town, of course. And this means more jobs are coming, more economic dollars and more programs. And this will lead to more people and more parks. Hopefully good things.
Yeah.
Last piece I got for you is Twitter is officially getting into the virtual currency business, or the startup formerly known as Twitter, now known as X, is going to get into the business of currencies.
What does that mean?
I think that means that you'll be able to pay for things on the X app with...
like a marketplace? Crypto.
Correct.
Interesting.
This is another validation move. This is another stamp in sort of making things kind of official and whatnot in terms of what Elon Musk's plans are for the infamous Twitter company. It's weird to... as someone who's been on Twitter since the start, it's just weird to.
Not the communication company anymore.
It's not. It's not like you're not on Twitter anymore. You're on X, and it's like that's really weird, because like we didn't really have any say. It was like one day,
all
like,
of a sudden, it's X.
You woke up and Adidas changed its name to like Rebus.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? You know, like, I had to deal with that.
I don't know, you know, Twitter, if you saw what happened to the Browns when they just like sold you upriver.
Exactly.
But there was a lot of fans that did not come back when you came back.
I know,
so
I know.
Be careful when you're playing those games.
I know. And it's not so much a fan. It's not so much like one customer can matter, but one customer who talks to a bunch of customers creates a village. And the world is made of villages.
It really
Thanks
is.
Thanks for listening.
Nope. I got one more.
Yeah, what's the last one?
So real quick, and this isn't specifically a company from the Midwest, but what they're creating, I think, would help the agriculture people in our Midwest.
Yeah.
It's called Carbon Robotics.
Ooh.
And they first crossed the radar back in 2021. The company has found an early success for its laser weeding robot. So imagine this little robot goes through your crops and it sees a weed and not the corn, and it just...
Yes.
Cuts the weed.
Love that.
That's
awesome.
Crickets that are robots that are going to cut my weeds? Yes, please.
That's crazy.
So.
What a wide, wide, amazing world here on the Midwest Momentum.
I love it. So anyhow, 500 million weeds across 40 different crops in a quick period of time. Sounds like that's something for us to watch out for.
Absolutely. All right.
And that concludes our Midwest Momentum Roundup.
We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Midwest Momentum on your favorite podcast site and great radio stations across Ohio, like WWCD 92.9 in Franklin, Licking, and Delaware counties, and WDLR heard in Delaware, Union, and Marion counties.
Hey, America, are you looking to do something new and cool? Well, I'll tell you how you do it. It's called storytelling. That's right. In Columbus, Ohio, and all over the Midwest, we're celebrating storytelling. Everybody's out there trying new things, believing in the new dream and believing in tomorrow. And here at Getcha Rock, we're right in the middle of it. Every day, we work close with other people and entrepreneurs to tell their story and get it online. Maybe you've got a story. Well, let us know. We'll get it out there for you. Or maybe you have a question about what stories you should be telling or the things that you could be doing. Well, come on down to Get Your Rock and we'll help you out. We'll talk about podcasts and radio and video and memberships and loyalty things and all kinds of ways for you to actually act upon the story capability that you have in your company and your own voice. You've done the hard work already. Now let us help you tell your story. So come on down to Get Your Rock today and we'll get you started.
Visit us at getyourmedia.com.